It did come as a surprise. It actually caused quite a lot of distress locally. I have to make it very clear, it's not a funding request from the RNLI. It's an opt-in request. Charities going forward are going to have the express consent before they send out promotional material. But regardless of this, you know, we've worked extremely hard to promote ourselves as an independent station. And it came as a huge surprise to see us still listed on the RNLI communications. Obviously, you know, they closed us 9 months ago, and there's a huge amount of hard work locally has gone into promoting our project and fundraising, etc., etc. And we've worked very hard to get the profile up. So, yes, galling is a word you could use, yes. You know, it's up to the RNLI to sort of make good on this, we feel. They're saying that it was because it was an opt-in communication and not a fundraising communication. They don't particularly see an issue with it, or withdrawing it they don't believe would be good use of supporters' funds. Obviously, we have to do everything we can to promote our independent lifeboat.